Good morning and welcome to Leftover Grounds. So I got some big news regarding the podcast and Decision Points community that you might want to listen up to. It might seem a little scary at first, but it really is, it's not a bad thing. This community is extremely important, and when I started, I had no experience in developing or maintaining such a community, and it's been a few months. We started in November, and based on some research, looking at other podcasts, looking at other online communities, and of course some different lessons learned, I'm going to have to change a few things to ensure that our community survives and thrives in the future. So number one, the first change, and the one that might affect you all a bit. Leftover Grounds will no longer be a daily podcast. So instead of spending an hour and a half every day to put together a 10-minute segment, I'm going to spend less time and focus on more relevant material for a 30 to 45-minute podcast once a week. So give me the ability to focus really on what's important, not just search through every day trying to find the flavor of the day. So we'll be able to, first off, it's going to free up a lot of time for me to focus on my day job, which I need to do. And then it'll be more relevant and more quality information on that once a week segment. So that's going to come out every week on Sunday. It'll give you the ability to listen to it throughout the week whenever you want. Then I'll be looking to integrate some others into the podcast to make it more entertaining. Other, you know, guest hosts or maybe even regular hosts to help me out with a little back and forth on some of that content. Second change will be around the platform and the content. We're no longer going to host on Wix. Now, it's a very nice platform. I love the website and everything, but it's costly, and I don't anticipate that we're going to have enough growth throughout this next year to justify the cost. So I don't do this for money, but I don't want it to cost me money either in the long run. So instead, we're going to host it on Locals, which is Dave Rubin's platform that he created specifically for free speech so that you're not going to get canceled for whatever you put on there. Done a really good job on it. The platform is very simple to use, and simple for us is going to be better. It's free to use. It doesn't cost you anything to download it. It's not going to cost you anything actually to view most of the content. So there's going to be options that allow for different levels of membership. Like you can post a story or an interview or something and then say, this is only for this tier level to view. Or you can even post it and say, hey, you need to pay, you know, a couple bucks to view it. But what we're going to do is the coolest thing about it is it is kind of like a social media feed where you can post things. So you as the members can post, you know, information or, you know, funny memes, whatever you want to post, just like you would on Facebook. But you have to be a paying member to do that. So otherwise the content, it's there. It'll be free. You can listen to the podcast, you can read the articles, and it's all going to be there. Except for if you want to post something or you want to see an interview that we're charging for or use the Telegram feeds. We're going to discontinue the DP Daily, but we'll continue to link the sources of our stories that we're talking about. And of course, we'll call out relevant stories and post those in the feed for you. So it's not just a bunch of white noise. That takes a lot of time every single day. And like I said, we need to pace our growth here. The Telegram feeds, those are going to be for paying members only still. So if you're continuing to pay, you'll continue to have access to those feeds. If you want to just access for free, no big deal. We take you out of the groups. But if you want to continue to use those to share information, by the way, I think they're very helpful for sharing information. A lot of the stories that you all post are what we jump into and analyze and discuss. And we're only going to have one tier, one paying tier, instead of you know, the different levels we had. I think it's confusing. And so we're just going to have one level, $3 a month for everybody. Like I said, most of the information is going to be free, at least starting out. There is going to be a level, $3 a month for those who want to get access to the Telegram feeds and access to more of the in-depth interviews and things like that. All memberships to Wix will be canceled starting in May. and those are in the middle of the month or something, they'll receive a refund. Signing up on Locals is way simpler, actually, too, than signing up on Wix. I think that'll help with bringing in more people. There's also a lot of like-minded people on Locals. You'll find more podcasts and things on there that you probably end up nodding and heading, you know, shaking your head and agreeing with. I follow quite a few of them there. And it's cool because then we can share some of our members and things like that with some of these other like-minded podcasts that are doing the same thing. So by doing things this way, our cost, my time spent, is not going to exceed our growth and just destroy the community, because that's what's going to happen. We're not growing fast enough to cover the cost and things like that. We're not growing fast enough to where I can quit my day job, right? All of us do have day jobs. And I have a family too, honestly. I like to balance that out, and I don't want to neglect my boys and my wife. I hope you all understand these changes. It doesn't diminish your interest. This community is not going anywhere. This just frees it up to where I can focus more time on the relevant, and we can last longer. It's going to save us a lot of money doing it this way too. So please let me know how you feel about this. I hope I'm not disappointing anybody, or hope nobody's getting frustrated with this. Just understand that I'm looking long term here. Researching a lot of these podcasters and people out there doing this kind of thing, I haven't really found any that make enough money to support a family. So unless you're like Joe Rogan or one of these really big ones, it's likely not going to happen. This has to be something that we work on together out of our heart, something that we care about enough to continue on and be a little bit flexible on changing things up. So like I said, I hope you guys understand it. Reach out to me on Telegram or leave comments below. I completely understand if people don't want to re-sign up. Just know that most of the content will be free, so you can just go on and listen to it. We'd love to have some support, but really, we just want you to hear and to be involved and to know what's going on. So I hope everybody has a great day. That's it for today. So the next Leftover Grounds is going to be on Sunday, and you can expect it to be really interesting. So thank you again for all your support, everyone. I appreciate it, and let's continue moving on. Take care. Come on.